Hello again. Yeah. The last song is a really a good one to remind us of how the Lord has been so good in our lives. Amen. Oh, first time. Yeah, we welcome the first timers in this church, as well as Abby and Sarah. We have another one also. Could you please say your name? Momo-chan. Momo. Momo. Okay, welcome to the church. So, Momo, where are you from? From Japan? Or from which country?
Japan.
Ah, from Japan. Okay, from around here. Welcome to Japan. Yeah. Momo, welcome to Japan. Welcome to church. Yeah, welcome to Mitake Green Chapel. All right. So as you know, this time is actually a time for you to share anything, some victories that you have or blessings that you want the church to know. Or if you have a prayer request, you're also free to share it here so that the family could pray together with you. I especially like the last song. While I was making the bulletin last night, I tried to meditate on the lyrics of the song. And it's really a good one to make us remember how good God is in our lives. So in my case, I like journalizing. So I make journals for myself. So whenever I feel something, joy or sadness or whatever, I usually write down. I write it down and I try to make some notes in my journal. And when times, like a little difficult times happen again, what I usually do is go back to my journal and read it again. And it will help me reminded of how God has done things in that such difficult moment of my life. So it will also remind me that if God had done this to me before, there's no reason that He will do it again this time if I have some challenges in my life. So in the Bible, there are so many instances that people build altars to remind them of how God dealt with them in such situations. So I believe in our Christian life, all of us have challenges. I don't believe anybody don't have a challenge. Now, if you are in Christ, surely you will have challenges. So if you don't encounter any challenges, that's a big problem. Yeah, because through our challenges, that's how God will sanctify us. Amen. This morning, we have a women's Bible study. Two is more than one, right? Yeah. The two of us, Maria and I, had a Bible study in the morning. So we are surrounded with such a cloud of witnesses around us. So the two of us shared the Bible, and our lesson, Bible study lesson this morning was about sanctification. So we are reminded of how God is sanctifying us through and through. And God's design for us is to be like Him. And it's a very, very difficult thing. But because God is faithful, and He will never give up on us. So each day is a sanctification day for us. So we praise God because He is teaching us how to become like Him, slowly but surely. Yeah, so I encourage all of you to share to the family whatever you want for us to hear. Or if you have some victories also, it's good to hear victories from you. Answered prayers or answered challenges. By the way, my son is coming, hopefully. Yay! And he has now in the process of applying for visa. in coming to Japan, my prayer request for you is to have a smooth process, that the papers will just go through without any questions. And another very big thing that I gave thanks to God was supposedly he'll be traveling alone by himself. And it will be his first time supposedly to travel alone on an international flight. But I have learned from Eric's wife, Cherilyn, that she's also traveling to Japan. So she will be visiting to Japan. And their flight is the same flight with what I booked for Chris. Yay! So it was such a very happy moment when I learned it. So my son will not be traveling alone. So of course, as a mother, it's a worrisome thing that he will be traveling alone for the first time. But no, he's not traveling. So my prayer request for you is to have a smooth processing of the papers of the visa so that he can go with Cherilyn and Christian. They will be coming over. Okay, thank you very much, church. Thank you very much, family, for the support in prayers.
Hello, I'm Art. You guys probably have noticed Yas has been coming to church. He's like the really, is this thing on? Yes. He's the really tall, skinny guy. I met him at the gym and in Hiroshima, and I told him about what we're doing. And this was probably about, I don't know, 8 months ago. He said, oh, I want to come visit you. And so many Japanese people say that, so I'm like, okay, sure, come visit, right? Because that's what I say to everyone. But he's texting me, and like, I want to come visit you, I want to come visit. And so he's been visiting like once a month for the last 8 months, and he has three jobs. So he'll literally drive an hour out, and he'll stay for like 40 minutes, and then he'll drive an hour back. And he's like, yeah, well, we're like family, you know. And he hugs everyone, and that's because that's what I do to him, right? So like, it's funny because he like does that to like Pastor Hiroshi now, and like just like our the guy from our town, I introduced him, he did that, and the guy's like, what are you doing, right? But he's like, we're family, right? And so I don't know why Yas is in my life, but there's a reason he's here. And he, you know, I never invited him to church. He just said, hey, where's your church? I'm gonna come. I'm like, okay, great, you know. And he's looking for a house in Owasa to fix up and spend some time out there. He wants to help. He really cares about Micah. I think he really understands what's involved in needing to heal. And I don't know. He must not have a lot of friends because, you know, I'm not that interesting or that, you know. He comes out once a month. He spends 2 hours to see me for 40 minutes. And he's like, well, we're family, right? And so whatever's happening, I think it's from God. And so, I don't know, pray for his salvation, pray that we'd be able to love him well. I think, you know, God put him in our lives so that we could love him and so that he could help out with our vision. Pray that he kind of understands he goes to the English service, and he doesn't speak English, so it's hard for him to maybe understand the whole sermon or whatever, but he's been a huge blessing to us. And now I can finally spill the beans on Micah. I've been holding back this whole time. I was hoping Tim was going to be here, but something has clicked. And he's like a new person. He is happy. He's coming downstairs in the morning. We had a meeting. He popped his head in because he was sick for the last couple of days. Good morning, everyone. He sat with us. He is right now in the city with some of our friends, a girl from Asaminami Church, and a guy that's visiting us. He's having lunch. He's going to church at ABC, the bilingual service, and we're going to pick him up afterwards. So I don't know what happened, but it's like a different person. He's not acting straight. He's acting like a normal person. He's smiling. When we're taking pictures, he's jumping in the photo and doing this. We picked up hitchhikers this morning. He was blabbing to them in the back seat for the hour that we, you know, drove them from Owasa into Hiroshima. So The Spanish people that came to visit us were a huge blessing. I mean, they're absolutely wonderful. And they really helped me out, and I think they really helped Micah, because we just had a lot of fun. And that's one of the beautiful parts about our ministry is fun is necessary. because you can't take a person that's been stuck in their room for 3 to 5 years and be like, okay, here's your boring life. We're going to do hatake work now. Now you will eat. Now you will sleep. This is very serious. We have to get you better, right? That doesn't work. And so we have to have fun. And we weren't having a lot of fun, mostly my fault. And now we're having fun again, mostly my fault. Darcy's fun sometimes. But yeah, it's really cool that we get to be, we get to have fun and we get to minister to people, and that's kind of our lives. And I know it's going to be hard. It has been hard, and it will be hard. And I'm never going to be sinless, but I'm getting more Christ-like into the sense that, like, Jesus was just, he was just like a chill guy, right? He was like a, like, nothing really fazed him, right? Like, you want to touch, you're touching my garment? I'm not bothered by it. Who touched my garment, you know? I just want to be that kind of, like, unshakable guy that can sit there, listen, and say the minimal amount that's needs to be said back in a loving way, in a critical and logical way. And just, you know, I mean, in the middle of a woman being stoned to death, he's just like, you know, throw the first stone if you don't have any sin. And he's just sitting down while there's a murderous mob there, and he's just writing in the sand, you know? It's like these people are about to murder a woman, and Jesus is just, he's just writing something in the sand. And so just to have that calm, I think, is really, really what I want. To be this gentle giant and to be someone who's not easily put off, what do you say when a boat's off kilter, which I can get pretty off kilter pretty easily. But praise the Lord. He's done great things. Please just pray that we can continue to... My hope with Micah is that he'll want to stay with us and be a leader in the house when other people come. Because really, he's at his best when he's helping people. He's at his best when he's helping talk to hitchhikers that we've picked up, or helping with the baby, or empathizing because one of us is sick. And so I think really the ideal position for him is to be in the house and helping. And we, you know... I mean, he can do whatever he wants, but that would be pretty cool. So just please continue that. Continue to pray that Micah would be brought to full stature, and just praise God with us, because it's been tremendous. So thanks.
Hi, my name is Darcy. There's three things I'm trying to remember. Okay, thing one, tomorrow we will go to the hospital and get the results of Yua's testing for chromosome tests and allergy tests, so we'd appreciate your prayers for that. I've been feeling really peaceful about it, but now that's going to be tomorrow. I feel, like, nervous and scared. Thank you for your prayers for our family last week when we were all sick one after another, and then Micah got it too at the end, and we're all fine now. Praise God. I feel like we were trying to be like the Habakkuk family. That must have been awful. You had many more bodies to get sick. And then this last week I was able to go away by myself for 2 nights at an Airbnb cottage in the mountains, and it was silent, and thus I was making music and talking to God, and it was so great. Just, thank you, please don't make that noise in the microphone. I just want to encourage the family, like, to make sure to have those times of rest. Like, for me, it's like it has to be dramatic, like, out of my house and my life, because there's so much in my house and in my life. For some of us, it can be like just setting aside a special week in the month, even in your house. But so good to be with the Lord and give him access to ourselves in just a longer, leisurely way. And just really enjoyed that time with Jesus. And just really, like as Michelle was kind of sharing, like we know that the challenges sanctify us, refine us, and shape us. But there's been a lot of challenges, and I begin to have this fear about God. And the fear has been, oh no, what is God going to do to me next? That's not a healthy fear of the Lord. That's not what he wants for me. So I had time when I was away to really just confess that. And I just want to confess that to you. Like, I don't want to look at my God like he's going to squash me. You know, he doesn't do that. It feels like it sometimes, but that's not his final plan for any of us. So I just share so I will get more strength from the Lord to not believe that lie that what God's going to do next is going to be hurt me for no reason. And just one more last thing I wanted to just share is Naomi had a birthday this last week. And I praise God for Naomi Habakan. She is a grace in my life and in this church family. And I've just really loved getting to know you more and more. Just praise God for what he's done in your heart, what he's doing, what he's going to do next. I love watching you be a mom. It is incredible what you do. You are gifted for the work of mothering and for being a friend and being a wife and for ministering to others. You got a lot of talents from the Lord. But just want to praise God for Naomi and for her life. So happy birthday, Late. Happy birthday, Naomi.
Hello. Speaking of my wife, Naomi, yeah, we had a great birthday. Was it Tuesday? I think. Yeah, 9th. We had some strawberries sent to us, some fresh strawberries and a strawberry cake sent to us from the Ronalds. Yeah, okay. That was good. And we got some flowers, and we had some birthday time. So that was great. Real good time. So thank you for your prayers, and the Lord has been giving us some smooth waters recently. So praise the Lord. We're over the sicknesses and the illnesses and all that. So we've had a birthday. So hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Good afternoon. Just a reminder, next week is Easter, and so we will prepare their lunch. We go for shopping on Saturday, and if it's possible, prepare on Sunday morning. So it's just a stew, so we'll talk to Art, and maybe Ari will help, and we'll set up the menu and do the shopping on Saturday. So if you have time on Saturday and Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, and then in the afternoon from 12 o'clock for cleaning up. That is most important, because all the Japanese service members will have activities. It's a busy weekend, so that's why we volunteer, so they don't have to worry about it. And there is too many, there is going to be a lot of things. So you can come in the morning, and there are children's ministry, the a cappella group, the choir, the death member service. There's all different types of activities going on. So If we can take care of that before our service, that will be great for the whole congregation. Okay, so thanks for your prayers. And Makiko is today in Tokyo with Toma. She decided to go and help him this weekend. And just continue praying for her health. She's getting better, but it's not over yet. So please continue praying. Thank you.